Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, B-Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Commanders Park. Commanders practiced a little bit earlier today. And before practice, we had one coordinator. And then right after, we had the other, Joe Witt, talking. Let's take a listen.
All right, guys, let's get right to it. Any questions?
Well, I'm curious what you've seen from the defense and the growth of the defense throughout camp so far.
You know, we've had some really good practices, you know, and we have to get that to translate to the game film. But I've been pleased with the way we're rushing, playing the run, covering really well on the back end. And so the collective group have been growing together, getting to know each other with the new additions. So it's been good. Now it has to translate to on game day.
Do you feel, because of the way you talked about the coverage in secondary, do you feel that allows you to be a little bit more versatile, creative with what you want to do?
You know, that's just how we've always, or the schemes that I've been a part of, have been able to get up and press and cover on the outside, tight coverage. So that's more of what I'm used to. I'm not accustomed to really zony type coverages. And so it's not necessarily giving me more flexibility to add variety. I guess that's what your question is it gives us the ability to really run the defense that we want to run without having to plug holes in different places.
The young guys at linebacker, the guys that got a lot of work against the Patriots, how did you feel they handled that first game?
The game or the practice? Wasn't what it needed to be in the game. The effort was there, but the details, the fits just wasn't what it was supposed to be. So I'm looking for, because I was really excited to see our twos go against their ones, and in certain spots, certain people showed up. The young linebackers, they have the opportunity this week to show up this week.
What have you seen out of Jeremy Reeves throughout camp? I mean, has he taken a step from last year, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's earned right now to be that third safety type of player where you'll see him in there more. You know, he's such a special teams ace that it's hard to just, you know, play him full time on defense because he's so important to special teams. But he just keeps making plays. So we're gonna find places for him on defense, and he's earned that. He's always around the ball. His physicality is unmatched, and so I've been very pleased with what he's done this camp.
Joe, just in your second year in this position, accustomed with the personnel, accustomed to your role, like how much more comfortable are you doing your job and understanding your job this year as opposed to last year?
A lot more comfortable, you know, just understanding how to deal with managing the staff and allowing the staff to do their job, you know, not trying to be overbearing from that standpoint, and the focus on just making sure that we're detailed, we're structured, we're where we need to be, and allowing the coaches to coach. And then, like I said before, I want to make sure I do a better job of what I've always done in the past is taking players and maximizing their skill set. So let's make sure we put players in position to do what they do best and negate what they don't do. And so that's where my focus has been. So there's a more of a calmness with me in the building, just because I'm not trying to necessarily do everything. I'm allowing the coaches who are outstanding to do their job and just make sure that we're structured, we're on time, we're detailed out, the players understand what we're doing, and then let's go play fast.
And we had Cliff in earlier and asked him about Wes Welker, and he said Wes is actually helping on the defensive side of the ball.
Correct.
We think of him as a guy who catches 100 passes a year. Mm-hmm. What kind of role is he playing in helping you guys?
So we did the same thing in Dallas, where the first time we did it with Ben McAdoo. The second time was with Brian Schottenheimer, where they did pre-scouting from an offensive standpoint. Now Wes is going to do that with me. And it was really because Shotty was really good, especially on anticipating, okay, this is what you're going to get next. This from an offensive lens. Now, my background is started off on offense, so I still see things from an offensive lens. But having Wes with his knowledge of pass game and being in different offensive systems is going to give us the ability to or give me the ability as a play caller to have high anticipation of what's coming next. So, and then he also gives the secondary and Coach Simmons and those guys on the back end just a wealth of knowledge of how routes are being ran, where the break points are, what's the quarterback's reads and the looks and the hots from that standpoint. So he's been a really good addition, and I'm looking forward to working for him with the rest of the year.
Hey, Coach, when you look back to last week's joint practice with New England and then think about the scrimmage on Tuesday, what are some of the areas you would like to see your defense kind of just shape more of or improve at?
The scrimmage, if we could play like we did in the scrimmage, especially the one defense, that's what it should look like. Like the scrimmage, it was pretty damn good. The New England practice, they got into I thought we started off and we got after them pretty good. They got in the red area. And Skelly, we got after them pretty good also. They got in the red area and they got after us. The quarterback scrambled for a touchdown in practice, and then they scrambled. Now, the second time when Dobbs scrambled, we made them work for that one. But the other one, they just stepped up. So we have to understand the rush lanes. And once we get into the low red, we were in some single gap defenses, and I know our ones weren't out there. So, but I'm talking about the game now. But they were able to hit some runs that they shouldn't have been able to hit. In the practice, they weren't able to hit them. I mean, like, so the practice when our ones were out there, they did a nice job. And then in the scrimmage was what I envisioned this defense to be. It was really good.
As you guys get ready here for the Bengals, I know you're not game planning in particular, but it did seem like you were looking at this kind of the sets that the Bengals might give you. Does this week kind of work as a prep week to mimic kind of how you will go into a game into a regular season game schedule?
Yeah, we're not getting to a full game plan, but we will do a what we call a snapshot game plan, where we'll give them a little bit of you know, what the normal game week will be, but it won't be a full detailed deep dive like we normally do. We're still in sort of a training camp mode, so we're working both sides of it.
And for Trey Amos, having an opportunity to go up against more proven NFL players like T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, with the Bengals ones, how much will that help you in your evaluation and his growth as a rookie?
I think it'll help a lot. You know, I value Ja'Marr Chase so much, man. I think this kid is the premier receiver in the league. I mean, he's second to none. He can run the routes. He's run after catch. And so the ability to be able to go up there and defend a guy like that, and, you know, at some point he's going to beat you, and then how do you respond? And then T. Higgins, he's not a two. Let's not get that in. He is a one also. So they have two ones, and then they have a great quarterback that can place the ball wherever he needs to place it. So I'm excited to see, because we've covered really well out here every day. Especially the top five corners. And so I'm excited to see against, you know, who I think is the best receiver in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe Witt, Commanders defense coordinator, talking there. One very little subplot there.
Yep.
Joe Witt saying T. Higgins is a one. When they try to point to T. Higgins' money in the Terry deal. And yeah. Saying like, well, he, you know what I mean?
Well, basically, yeah, that's another notch in Terry's belt then.
Right. So, the thing that I wanted to get a picture of these next to you.
Well, no, they were on the floor.
Thanks, Mitch. Just yeah. Throwing them on the floor?
No, they were on the ground. I picked them up.
I'm saying, I let Mitch just took
Mitch
them.
Mitch had two.
And then just he threw them on the ground?
No, they one I guess fell out of his pocket or something.
Nah, that was mine. He didn't have any.
He has two. He had two packs of them.
Yeah, those were mine.
Well, one was on the ground. He didn't know it was there.
Thanks a lot, Tischler. The one thing that has stood out, and I've seen it live. I noticed it the other day, and people want to say it's this three safety look. No, sir. It is often when it's just the nickel package, Revo getting a lot more work.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch Revo play special teams, that's a guy that's saying, Coach, I can do other stuff. When you do special teams at a high level, coaches want to find other ways to use you. And that's what they're doing with Revo. We were talking to Revo the other day, and he walked in, and Santana said, man, I see you bringing that intensity. He said, that's the only way I know. And I think a lot of players can learn a lot from him because people want to tell you when it's this moment, that moment, that moment, then where they're going to be, whatever. You can bring intensity every damn aspect of this game. Walkthroughs, out here in shells, out here in pass against your guys, preseason game. Then it goes to another level when the game starts. So they can learn a little bit from him because he's not getting this if he wasn't as intense as he is. We can say what we want about the hit. Many people go, oh, man, it was illegal. No, no, no.
That was legal.
That hit got him going on the field a lot more now.
I wonder if it's Reeves playing that well because that's what it strikes me. You wonder what their comfort level is with Will Harris or some of these other safeties. Tyler Owens, I noticed, was out there today.
He was out there.
Was he? I don't think he played much.
Yeah, he was out there today.
It's an interesting time with the safeties. A lot of excitement about the DBs. They got a real test coming to town with the Bengals.
They do.
And, you know, they faced them last year. It's not like they haven't seen this offensive attack.
Yeah.
I think this is, as much as losing the joint practice is a bummer, and probably shouldn't be glossed over because the coaches love to say, yeah, we value the joint practices more than we value the preseason. Well, you just lost one, mm-hmm. right? This test Monday night is going to be as close to the real deal as they're going to get. We're reacting to Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury, plenty of comments. Plus, Ben Standing's going to join us at noon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.